Well, I first met my son, Philip, as he was being wheeled off an airplane. He couldn't walk. His muscle tone was so poor he couldn't walk, so he was in this little tiny stroller, and he kind of looked us up with his lopsided grin because he had a cleft lip and palate, and he didn't speak any English. He was from Korea. But we just knew that he was ours. He was our son. We had two other boys, so this wasn't like our first go-around at parenting. And in the long run-up through the adoption process, we knew Philip had physical issues. We knew he was going to need some medical treatment. We knew one doctor told us, well, he might never walk. We were open to that, and we figured that whatever was with Philip, we would embrace it and love him, and we'd overcome, and everything would be all happy, happy ever after. So his Korean name is Byung, and I think in Korean that means brilliant. So we actually kept that as his middle name. So Philip Byung Jude Klopsik, Philip Brilliant, because I knew somewhere inside there was a brilliant little boy that just needed to come out under all his physical difficulties. So we get him home, and first thing we do is, of course, enroll him in the we call the Two Brothers School of Physical Therapy. That means you're going to learn to run or your brothers are going to trounce you. Turns out a lot of his problems really weren't that serious. It was mostly poor nutrition and neglect as he was in the foster home. So he gets up, he learns to run, he learns to ride a bike, he learns to stand on the seat while he's riding a bike and show off for his friends, and, well, then he smacked into a wall. So he never did that again, but... not the brightest thing to do there. And his cleft lip and palate, we took him to the Johns Hopkins cleft lip and palate clinic, and they actually discovered that he not only had a cleft lip and palate, he also had ears that were like severely clogged. So he went in for this massive surgery. They fixed his lip, they fixed his palate, they cleaned out his ears. And I remember him, he was like lying in the hospital bed, and he had this like bright look on his face, because for the first time, you actually hear the soundtrack to a Disney movie. So he's listening to that, and we think, okay, finally, you know, this is a chance for Philip to shine. And he slowly begins to talk, and we realize he can only speak in Disney movie lines for the longest time. That's all he would do, was repeat Disney movie lines that he heard. And he could walk, but as he would walk, he was so easily distracted. If he was walking across a parking lot and the line goes that way, Philip would go that way. And I'm like dragging Philip, no, this way. There's something more going on with Philip. And okay, we're working with him, we're getting him advice for diagnoses. He had all sorts of things. Well, it's not this. It could be this, but it's probably not that. Finally, they settled on, well, he's got a pervasive developmental disorder, which means we have no clue what's wrong with him. But he's going to overcome it because, you know, Phillips, he's inside. He's this bright child. He's just going to, burst out and erupt. And my wonderful wife, of course, she never gave up in him. And I knew someday he was finally going to overcome all this. But as time goes on and he's, really not overcoming a lot of these developmental disabilities, and he's really not becoming less socially awkward, and he's really not making the brightest of decisions. And I guess it all really came to home one day, hit home one day when we were at church and I was in the kitchenette having coffee with somebody else, and my wife comes in with that look, that mom look, moms give dads, and looks at me and says, "Go deal with your son." It's like, what could possibly have gone wrong here? Is he turning into an axe murderer? So I walk in the church, and there's Philip standing in the center aisle with his pants down around his knees, and he looks at me and gives me this squeal, "It just keeps getting bigger." Okay. So we need to have a talk about appropriate social behavior. And then afterwards, my wife had a long talk about Philip's lack of appropriate social behavior and her research and her discoveries. And finally, it really all came together that Philip's developmental disabilities and his learning disabilities and his impulsiveness and his lack of appropriate social cues and even his cleft lip all added up to one thing, which is fetal alcohol syndrome. Now, we don't know his birth mother in Korea, so we can't prove 100% that she drank while she was pregnant, but like in hindsight, all the signs were there. And you can't fix fetal alcohol syndrome. There aren't any treatments for it. There aren't any cures. It's part of him. It's something that he needs to live with. So this is Philip. He's almost 19 years old. He's such a hard worker. He's very diligent when he has appropriate supervision, people working with him, always willing to pitch in and do the best he can. He's got a huge heart. Doesn't always have the best of, you know, following social cues, which is a problem with his peers, especially now that they're all going to college and he's just not college material. And he probably never will be the, you know, brilliant little boy that I guess with rose-colored glasses I thought he was going to be, but in my book, he's still a star, and he's my son. Thank you.